Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the first ever Attractions Expansion Drive podcast. You all right over there?
I'm great. How about you? Are you good?
I'm okay.
Good.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I am Mike Kerrigan, bringing you the host of the... Bring the host. That makes no sense. I am the host of said podcast.
Bringing them yourself.
Yes. Yeah, something like that.
You're welcome, guys.
Here with my friends Dee Dee.
Hello, I'm Dee Dee.
And Kelsey.
What's up?
So, a little bit about podcast. We're going to talk basically anything nerd news, anything pop culture, anything that, you know, we want to talk about.
Right.
We don't care what you guys want to talk about. We want to talk about what we want to talk about.
And you're going to listen.
Or else.
We're going to be talking about some theme park, you know, news. We're going to talk about some video game news, some TV, some movies. Basically, if it's nerd culture, we're going to be talking about it.
Because we're not cool. We're just nerds.
Yes, very much
so.
Sorry,
guys.
So, a little bit about us. Dee Dee, do you want to go first?
Yeah. I was a nerd before it was cool to be a nerd.
Hipster. Ugh. Because you're old.
Amen, sir.
I was. But, let me see. I love anime, video games. Movies are cool. I'm not big into them, but I like movies. Music, that's my thing. So.
Favorite video game of all time?
Of all time? Oh, don't do this to me. Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time. That's off the top of my head.
No, that's fine. Perfectly fine. I accept your answer. Kelsey, what about yourself?
I don't know. I'm just a total dorky girl who hangs out with too many boys.
You forgot awkward.
I am super awkward, guys. You'll hear it because it's the worst. I'm the worst. And I'm pretty much Britta from Community. If you guys have ever seen it, I am her. 100%.
I think we've already coined the phrase. Yeah, you Kelsey'd it.
I have different friend groups who are like, oh, you Kelsey'd it. And I'm like, oh, okay. I even use it. Like, I am legitimately Britta.
All right, well, since I asked Dee Dee his game, favorite movie of all time?
Movie? The Labyrinth.
I was waiting
you
for
know,
him.
You know, you knew
I was
me.
Hoping.
Knew
yeah. So, a little bit about myself. I've known you guys for a long time. Kelsey, since, like, you were, like, 12, something
like
that?
Like, 11 or 12, yeah. And I'm 24 now.
It's nothing creepy. I've been...
just family friends. Yeah, just family friends,
Yeah, just going to preface that out there right now.
My parents are pretty much his parents at this point, so...
Dee Dee, we've known each other for about, what?
8 years. I think eight?
Seven,
yeah, I've known you like about 8 years too,
same
Dee Dee.
Time.
So, if you don't know, I host a vlog on Attraction Magazine YouTube channel called Daycation Kingdom with my family.
His wife's super hot.
I'm getting there. I'm getting
sorry.
There.
Really hot.
So I'm getting there with my wife, Raka, and then we have three kids as well. We're all super nerdy. If you watch the show, it's all Star Wars. It's all Marvel. You know, we're super nerd. Now, should I ask or answer myself? Should I answer, you know, video game or movie? Which one should I?
Both. Video game.
Well, both was answered first, I guess. So, video game favorite game of all time. I know it's pretty recent, but I'm saying Last of Us.
Okay, I'll give you that one. That was good.
I know it's recent, but yeah. it's still.
What do you think about the sequel?
I'm excited.
Okay,
I'm excited.
Oh.
Okay, let me get to my movie. That could be a topic for another show.
Yeah, anyways.
Favorite movie of all time. Spaceballs.
Yeah, I knew that.
I've watched it every year, if not, you know, multiple times a year. I could probably quote it word for word every single time we watch it.
You could have a whole podcast of you just, like, reciting it in
different
voices.
Yeah, you probably could. Probably could.
Can I say my favorite movie of all time?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Coming to America. And Toy Story. The original Toy Story.
What a broad spectrum that is.
those two movies are the two movies I can repeat word for word.
Aha!
Word for word without... any issue.
I think we
we do that so much all the time. It's a problem. All
right, so we're gonna get into the news here, guys. Little shenanigans going on in Disney theme parks lately.
Yeah.
If you haven't noticed on the Attractions Magazine YouTube channel, you're seeing a lot of Pandora, the world of Avatar. This place looks amazing.
It is not the bracelet, guys.
I know it's taken years. Upon years upon
oh,
years
gosh.
For this place.
Years of Horror Night strokes.
Yes, very much so.
Yes. In 2097.
But apparently that's not true. Like, I read the other day that apparently they don't do anything with their tails.
Are we allowed to say
okay,
that?
Anyway, we're going to go back to Pandora. So, watching some of the videos, just the queue itself, you know, it's insane looking.
I've seen videos.
What's the Flight of the Passage is what it's called, correct?
Yeah.
That Navi floating in the water in that tube, I thought it was a projection.
Right? I thought the same thing! Yeah. And then I think Matt tweeted it. Off
the ad attraction.
It was not a projection. Yeah. And I go, get out of here
it's,
with that.
It was crazy.
Yeah, Didi's
like attractions posted a bunch of videos. A
couple of our friends from me and Didi, we have a group chat, and I think it was Andrew, I'm pretty sure, that was there and was posting all the pictures of it, and it just looks absolutely insane. And I was just like, I want to go see it.
Yeah.
But I missed the preview because I was lazy and I didn't sign up for it.
Boy.
Well, the signups filled up like within quick. 2 hours.
I didn't even.
It was like Jimmy Fallon ticket style. It was gone in like seconds.
Real
yeah.
quick. Yeah.
And then the animatronic from what's the water ride that they have there? The
Totally for Rabbits?
No, for Avatar.
Oh, I haven't seen the movie.
Oh goodness!
You've never seen the movie ever?
All right, I'm going to research here. It is the
Navi Journey River.
Is that what it's called? The Navi Journey River. Thank you, research. I appreciate that. So the animatronic that you see on there of like, you know, the for lack of a better term, you know, the shaman or whatever it is. We were watching it with friends from England that were in town at the house watching it off of the TV, and they asked, "Oh, is that a cast member?" I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it's animatronic. So that's when your attractions, you know, they went up and right up on the animatronic itself. And it's ridiculous how fluid this
looks. Yeah, I saw like one motion where it looked kind of robotic in the very beginning. And then after that, it looked really fluid. If there wasn't that like little like almost robotic thing, the very, very like first second I saw it, I'd be like, oh, that's,
yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, that's and I think it was a D23 last year where they showed just that quick little snippet of the face. And I thought, oh, it's probably going to be like, you know, one of those projections, kind of like what they do with Buzz Lightyear or what have you. This is straight up animatronic.
So is it...
Robots are our future.
Skynet.
Westworld with Navi.
Is it like fluid like it was with Pirates in Shanghai?
It seems that way.
I'm pretty sure they use the same kind of like base technology.
And you have to gauge it a different way too because it's not a human. You know, their body features are differently, you know,
they
skeletal.
Move differently
than
a human would.
It's nuts. But you're going this weekend.
I'm going Saturday. I'm very excited. Very excited.
But I'll go 2 years from now whenever there's no one else there.
But I've heard the lines to get in is crazy, so I need to get there early.
So no fast passes yet. It's all just walking in. But I think what the cool thing about that is you get to experience the whole queue about it. I just recently, was it last weekend or 2 weekends ago, we went to Universal for the first time in, gosh, probably about 2 years. And we went into Kong for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I was blown away by just the queue for Kong. I loved it. And I was sitting there examining everything. I imagine that's what the Avatar is going to be all about, just examining everything. Especially, you know, the bioluminescence at night.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
Can't
wait.
I haven't seen the River Show, the River of Lights, I think it's called.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I just haven't been to Animal Kingdom in a hot minute.
I think that actually right before my pass actually expired, that was like one of the last things that we did was the River's Light. And it was okay.
Right. I figured I was going to go see Avatar and I'd go see it all one go.
Yeah.
There's too much hype, though. All right.
So, I expect a nice report next week, Didi.
You're going to get it.
Did you see the little like toys they have?
Oh, yeah, they're the cutest things.
Oh, I was walking around walking around like Disney Springs, and they had like I'm talking about like, what are the things that they ride? What are
the Banshees?
Like, the Banshees. They kind of like go to Renaissance fairs, they have like dragons that are like little toys.
Puppet things.
Puppets, and you have like a little like wire and you move it. They have those.
That's crazy.
For those. And I was walking around, some guy just had it, and I'm just like, I wanted to creepily go up to him and be like, can I touch that? But I didn't do that. I just kind of stared at him awkwardly.
Like you said,
and he probably thought like I was like checking him. I'm like, no, I just really like the toy. And that sounds really bad too, but
Well, really quick before we move on to the next topic, or next, you know, news story, will it be as big as Harry Potter?
No.
Nothing will ever be as big as Harry Potter.
I'm just thinking, you know, this was Disney's answer to Harry Potter, and I remember those.
It took them too long. I think it might have been a lot bigger if it didn't take them so long to get.
Especially they pushed back the movies another 2 years.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. But
there's no movies coming out. There's no new content, and Harry Potter was different because it had like, you know, 8 movies.
Yeah.
These books, it had a crazy fan following. It wasn't one singular movie.
Yeah.
So it had a whole universe they built.
And honestly, I think the movie itself. Granted, I've never seen it. I think the reason why the hype behind the movie was because it was James Cameron's first movie.
Well,
since
not only
Titanic,
that, but it's 3D.
So like, the whole 3D gimmick too.
I thought it was a good movie. I didn't dislike it, but I don't see the hype about it. I really don't see the hype about building a whole theme park about it. But that's just my own like.
Yeah. I'm curious to check it out.
I think it's gonna be visually beautiful. I just don't really care about the story as much, but I think that the world they're creating for the theme park is gonna be phenomenal.
Exactly.
So.
All right, so next story. Recently at Disney Hollywood Studios, we have a new character to meet. Matter of fact, two new characters. did you know that you can meet Star-Lord and Baby Groot?
I heard about
at Disney yes. Hollywood Studios. This is amazing.
See, I've heard mixed reviews about the Star-Lord.
Yeah, I was going to get there.
So if someone's listening and they're Star-Lord, like, no offense.
They're not Chris Pratt.
You're not Chris Pratt. I'm sorry.
But, I mean, it's cool. I think the first person I actually saw, and it was video that Banks from Attractions from the show that he put up, the guy that he saw the first time, he sounded almost exactly like Chris Pratt.
Oh, wow.
I don't think he looked like Chris Pratt, but I think it's super hard to find a person in the area.
Isn't that perfect?
That looks exactly like a person. You know, and I think, like...
No, I don't necessarily... I think, like, I saw, like, one of them that was really good. One of them was just, like... The costume looked too big, and I think that was more distracting. It looked like a little kid wearing it a little bit. And that's the only reason I was like, I don't really care if they look exactly like the character.
Yeah. As long as
it's
they
just
have
I
those...
don't want them swimming in the costume.
I think as long as they have those intricacies, you know, of being Star-Lord, of being Chris Pratt, you know, that character.
Yeah.
I
but think to be fair, though, nobody really cared about Chris Pratt and or Star-Lord. Baby Groot was all anybody was there for.
Really?
I'm in love with Chris Pratt. Don't Baby tell Groot. My wife that, but, you know...
Everyone's in love with Chris Pratt.
He's amazing. Like, even Andy back, you know, Parks and Rec days. I love Chris
no,
Pratt.
No, I know.
Amazing.
Seriously, no, I love him, but I'm saying, like, to the meet and greet.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's Andy, you know, trying to pretend to be Star-Lord at Hollywood Studios.
No? Oh, good. No, you're reaching.
But no, continue. Have you seen the video itself? You know, with the Baby Groot?
Yeah. No,
cool.
I haven't seen any video or anything.
Looks cool.
I'm behind on that one.
And you haven't seen the movie yet, right?
Still haven't seen the movie.
Loser!
Boo! No.
Boo. I can't believe
I'm not going to get a crowd in the movie. So.
But what's so good about Disney Springs, you can order your tickets ahead of time with your assigned seats.
Yeah, you can do that at so many places.
But then there's going to be still screaming babies.
I had no screaming babies.
I had not have one screaming baby, and I was in Orlando.
I screamed a couple times, but it was because of sheer
excitement.
He
cried
excitement.
Like a baby, but other than that.
I did.
Not that sheer excitement you had during Power Rangers.
Oh my gosh.
So good. So good. God, we're still totally getting off topic here. Okay. But it's amazing. I think it's really cool. The only thing that I really will say about meeting Star-Lord and Baby Groot, you don't get to meet Moana anymore.
No, they got rid of her so quick, and that makes me so mad. I hadn't got a chance to meet Moana, and I wanted to meet her so bad. I'd just been so insanely busy that I haven't gone up there, and now I'm just like, I love Star-Lord because he's the love of my life, and I love Baby Groot, but...
But I think I heard that she may be coming to Polynesian. Is that what I'm hearing correctly? No. I'm looking at you, research. Research, get on that, please. I heard that she's going to be coming somewhere. I thought it was Polynesian, but Adventureland.
Adventureland.
So maybe...
Are they replacing her with Ariel? Or not Ariel, they're replacing Ariel with her? Because eventually she's
on the... No. Ariel's in Ariel's Grotto now at Fantasyland.
Oh. Okay.
So
I never meet the princesses. So
rumor for Adventureland, but I love meeting Moana. Every single version of Moana that we met at Hollywood Studios, she was amazing, absolutely amazing. But go see Star-Lord, go see Baby Groot. I think it's pretty cool.
Tell Chris Pratt that Mike loves him.
Speaking of Guardians of the Galaxy, Dee Dee, I know you said you didn't see it.
Nope.
But according to Alex Osborne over at IGN, he says, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 dominated the box office in its domestic debut, earning an estimated $145 million. Not only that, but it made $428 million worldwide.
That's crazy.
How nuts is that?
Give me that money.
It's crazy because I
went... I guess they're hooked on a feeling.
I went into the second one trying to calm my expectations because I kept reading that, it's so amazing, but I was so worried because I loved the first one so much, but I was worried because I thought it was because I didn't know what to expect from these characters. I knew nothing about Guardians of the Galaxy going into it.
Yeah.
I knew nothing about Star-Lord or Gamora or any of these characters.
You said that about a lot of the Marvel characters. I mean, really, not a lot of people cared about Iron Man beforehand.
Exactly.
A lot of people cared about freaking Black Panther. Not a lot of people cared about Ant-Man. A lot of people didn't care about a lot of these iconic characters.
But I couldn't believe the amount of money that made. I mean, of course, it wasn't that Fast and the Furious Impossible White Man movie, I couldn't believe the amount of money that made. And I think James Gunn already came out and confirmed that he's going to make part three.
As he should.
Yeah. Cool. I don't think there's anybody else.
Well, this movie was definitely, like, I heard mixed reviews about it. And without, like, really spoiling anything, it's definitely more character-based than big world-based.
Yeah.
And I actually appreciate that a lot because it feels like it's going to wrap a lot of, like, personal stories or at least, like, kind of get them to where they need to be for Infinity Wars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what people were like, oh, I wanted more. I'm like, no, this is what needed to happen. It needed to be about the characters.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know who I was actually pleasantly surprised by, and I'm not sure if you agreed, Kelsey, since you've seen the movie, and Dee Dee, you may be surprised by me saying this, but was Dave Bautista.
You know what? So my friend is a screenwriter, and I was talking to him about this. He goes, you know what's surprising? Dave Bautista stole the movie.
Yeah. And I go, what? But I think it's because he's not a great actor. But it fits Drax's character to a T.
Like, and I don't think he necessarily he would feel that way about any other character he played. It's that particular character that he's perfect for.
He's so perfect. Like, he steals a lot of the screen time, you know, the jokes and whatnot in part two that you'll die laughing from. I was laughing the entire time.
Right on.
It was great. All right, next news story we have over at IGN again. Dee Dee, you're going to be...
I want to talk about this.
Embrace it. It's so good. We're going to talk about that Nintendo Switch.
Oh.
The sales for this thing is ungodly. I don't think Nintendo had anything.
Come on, it's Nintendo. You have to back it up. Come on. Breath of the Wild.
So Joe Screbbles over at IGN, he said, Nintendo has announced that its new Nintendo Switch sold 2.74 million units worldwide in less than its first month of sale. Nintendo announced the figure in its year-end earnings release, which it calls a promising start for the console. Nintendo president Tatsumi Kishima, I'm guessing that's how you pronounce that one, originally expected to only ship 2 million units of the console in its first month. So almost another, you know, 750,000. It also revealed that Zelda Breath of the Wild for the Switch has sold 2.76 million copies, meaning 20,000 more units of Zelda has sold than there are Switches in the wild.
That's amazing.
But I think that's because a lot of us bought not only your digital copies, but you bought the premium, limited edition. You want to get that Zelda statue or whatever. They said that Friday through Saturday sales for the Nintendo Switch exceeded the first 2-day sales in America than any other Nintendo console. Other Nintendo console.
Well, to be fair, though, like a lot of it, like, of course, you know, there was always the Wii and.
But the Wii U died so miserably.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, like, even going then, I just don't know if, like, a lot of people. I feel like now games are a lot more. People buy more consoles nowadays. Like, just in the last, even, like, 5-10 years, people just buy so many of them. It's more like people are, I guess, more affordable. Or I guess
I think the hype behind this one is really Zelda just getting this crazy amount of just great reviews.
Do you think if it wasn't for Zelda, it would sell as much?
Oh, no.
I don't think so either.
No, yeah.
But and I think then, you could have put any other, I mean, maybe not Mario Kart or whatever, but, you know, you had the good reviews for Mario, I can't remember the name for it now. But the new Mario game that's supposed to come out later on.
Mario Odyssey.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hype behind that too. But I think if you would have packaged it with Mario Odyssey, I think it would have sold just as well. But Zelda is amazing. I'm pretty close to beating it. I have three of the beasts down, and I'm about to go for Ganon. I already have Master Sword, and
it's also been reviewed so well. I've not heard one bad review about this game. So I feel like that helped it a lot, like push it even more, because if it was just like it's a Zelda game and it's good, it just, you know, it's a Zelda game, if that would have been like the reviews for it, I don't know if it would have pushed as hard, but the fact that it's been a perfect 10 like everywhere really pushed it farther.
And what the Switch is for me, and I think I've told you this before, that I think I've only played the Switch twice on my TV. Twice. And I've had it since maybe I think 2 weeks after launch is when it came out, or when I got it, I should say. I played it on my as a portable 95% of the time. It's amazing. Like, I'll be at work, you know, during lunch or whatever, I don't feel like you're doing anything else, and I'll just play Zelda. I love that you can play Zelda on a on a portable console.
And I think that's the big thing that sells it, is like the graphics you get portable.
Yeah.
Because everyone I know that has it just plays it portable.
Yeah.
You get the case.
You can't beat the graphics on portable. And,
I mean, they don't have the games yet. Of course, you know, you have Zelda, Mario Kart are like the biggest ones.
Yeah.
You know, Puyo Puyo Tetris isn't doing it for me, and is as good as Binding of Isaac is. I'm not paying that money for that game.
I love the Binding of Isaac.
No, it's a great game.
I have so much fun with that game.
It's not a system seller, but it's a lot in.
I play it on my Mindies. PS4. Like, I just play it. Like, I just sit there and play that on that.
Yeah, I was
like,
gonna say, but you can get out of the PS4 for $10.
Yeah,
yeah, 64. Exactly.
But that's why I think it's
crazy. I wouldn't pay that much for that.
That even though they only have these couple games, it's selling like hotcakes. But do you think that transfers over to third party? Do you think they're finally going to come over?
Because
that's what happened with Wii U and even Wii to an extent. That when Wii U came out, it was, we're going to re-release Batman Arkham City. And here's Mass Effect 2 or 3, whichever one it was. It was like games that came out a year ago.
Right.
We haven't seen third party support for the Switch yet. But, do you think we'll get it?
But the Wii U's gimmick was such garbage. The tablet, it was so unnecessary. This one, give me, like, if they said, we're going to put the Mass Effect trilogy on the Switch, I'd buy that on heartbeat. I could play Mass Effect at work.
What about Virtual Console? So the rumor is that GameCube's coming.
I'm buying a Switch.
I'm buying a Switch.
Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, I didn't care for Luigi's Mansion. Oh, Luigi's Mansion.
See, if they did the N64, WWF No Mercy. Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Are you okay? I don't think he's okay. I think you have like tears in your eyes.
When we went to in Orlando, there's a bar called Player One. It's a video game bar. You go and play, you know, any type of old video games and whatnot. Dee Dee, when you brought me there the first time, that was the first thing we went to was No Mercy. So I'm right there with you. If No Mercy, you know, shows up on the Switch, which I highly doubt, but
yeah
I'd be all
thinking
over that. Yeah.
In a perfect world. If they're listening, hey guys.
I want to play as Chris Benoit. I know you're not supposed to mention that name anymore, but you know. All right, so next story. Kelsey, you'll probably get a good kick out of this. Well, actually, you know, Dee Dee too. We're all pretty, you know, huge.
I feel like Dee Dee would care more.
It's
like,
life.
All right, hold on. Let me get there.
This is like Dee Dee's thing.
So, according to Terry Schwartz over at IGN, says that there's a Game of Thrones spinoff coming. Maybe even a couple of them. HBO has closed deals for writers to begin work on four potential Game of Thrones prequel series, IGN has learned. Each of the writers is exploring various time periods set in George Railroad Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire universe. By the way, I'm surprised you didn't, you know, yell at me for saying Railroad.
I was going to, but I was...
All right, so with HBO making decisions about which will be picked up the series once the scripts are delivered, there are numerous published stories writers could draw upon for a potential spinoff. They have the Martin's Dunk and Egg novellas. I don't know what that is. Do you have any idea what that is? I have no idea. All right, and which are about a century before the events of Game of Thrones are likely considered or contenders. Excuse me, for at least getting a spinoff treatment. A series based off of Robert's Rebellion, aka the sequence of events that led to Robert Baratheon to be king and overthrow the Targaryens, is also frequently speculated. I know last season, of course, spoilers if you don't watch Game of Thrones. Last season when they went back in time and they showed a little bit more about Ned and Robb Stark and whatnot, I think that would be amazing as a spinoff series.
Okay. See, so here's the thing. Okay. I think it would be awesome to see something like that. Like say like the Robert Baratheon
takeover,
which would be really, really rad. That's a really good one. But it's like, so why do we have episodes where there's like, it's all flashbacks?
Exactly.
That would kill me. It's like,
the only thing is that because we know where these stories end up. We know the outcome of all these stories. Do you think it's going to get as much hype or people are going to care? Do you think they're going to care at first?
I think...
Or do you think it's going to lose steam? I feel like it would lose steam in the middle.
All right, we'll say they don't go with a past, you know, show. Maybe they follow some of the storylines that they don't follow in the show as much. You could go with... who's the priest that... Oh, man, I can't think of their name now.
The one that shamed... Cersei?
No. The ones that help Arya in the beginning.
Oh,
the Red Priest, the one that like comes back to life all the time.
Oh, the
oh man, I cannot think of the name.
No-Face dude.
I don't remember.
We're so bad. They're gonna hate us. People are like, these are not nerds.
Yeah, I'm totally blanking on the name. But say like you go off of a character, you know, that isn't predominantly featured. Like you could go off of the Hound, you know. About his time after he was defeated, in between, or whatever, that you learn a little bit more about the Hound a little bit.
Yeah. I just feel like that they would be setting themselves up for, like, an end series. It would only be able to be, like, one, like, maybe each series, like, they were doing, like, a series of, like, flashbacks. Each season would have to be centered around one character.
Yeah, so why don't
Does
they
that
do
make
it,
sense?
Yeah, like, why don't they do it like a Rogue One spinoff, where, like, you know, each... What do we have? Two seasons left of Game of Thrones, the regular series.
What is it, like
series.
Seven episodes and six episodes?
Something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, something like that.
So say they finish this up, and then after that, they go do a spinoff season of, you know, whatever this character. The next year, they do a spinoff of, you know, whatever this character. Do you think that could...
work? I would not be about that.
Really?
I would not be about that.
I feel like it would, like, the idea...
I want it to end. B, it would have to be major, like a major event. Like, example, again, Baratheon taking over the Targaryens. That'd be like a major event in order for me to be interested. If it's like example, the Hound.
Yeah.
Oh, what did he do between
I wouldn't care.
Point A and point B? I don't care. Give me like a flashback. He could say the story in like 5 minutes. Oh, I did this and this and this.
But what
if they could wrap
what
up?
What if it's a buddy cop movie with Arya and the Hound?
We had that for a season and a half.
No, but we could do it again. I'd be totally all about that. Come on. No,
I feel like it timed it out. So I feel I feel like it's, unless it's a big event.
Yeah.
But even then, I feel like it would probably lose some steam because everybody knows the outcome of the big event. You know what I mean?
Like, that's me. I know what you mean.
I would like to see it, but I don't know if I wouldn't care about it. I know for myself, as much as I would want to care about it, I would not care about it as much as I do Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Regular show, because I don't know what I'm expecting. I don't, like, that's what keeps you on the edge, is you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you already, like, you already know the end result. Where this one, it's just like, you know, I'm oh my goodness. I'm a different monster when the show comes on. I just love
hashtag
it so much.
Hashtag Dem Thrones.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we've coined that. Dem Thrones, right?
Yes.
Dem Thrones.
Yes.
All right, so next story. This is a pretty big deal. I'm excited about this one. Call of Duty WW2.
WW2, brother.
So Activision announced Call of Duty World War II as the next game in the series. This comes off the heels of various rumors and leaks pointing to the series going back to the historical roots. Sledgehammer Games is developing Call of Duty World War II. The studio has previously led on 2014's Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Yeah, it was okay. Mm-hmm. As well as assisting Infinity Ward on Modern Warfare 3. Now, what's cool about this is that old studio heads from Visceral that worked on Dead Space are coming over as well. Dead Space, one of my favorite games of all time.
That's going to, I think, give it an edge that it needs.
What, I love that they're going back.
I hope.
Oh, I love it, because I played the original 1 and 2 on PC.
Yeah.
So, fantastic games. But here's my thing. They should have Treyarch develop it, I think.
Well, Treyarch's already doing Black Ops, and they're the ones who do Black Ops, right?
Yeah, they're the ones who do Black Ops. So
the last one that Treyarch did for World War II, I thought was horrible, and that was Call of Duty 3. That was awful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was
I mean, they've they've definitely improved since then. So
right.
I'm very.
I don't really care. This is probably gonna give me some angers, but I really don't. Not a big fan of the Call of Duty.
No, and that's perfectly fine.
It's
okay.
I've played like some of like the story, and I'm like, okay, it's good. But it's very repetitive. It's very like same thing over and over again. Hence, like why I got over like Destiny real quickly and stuff like that. Like, I did like the story, but I get really bored of the same thing over and over again. That's why I like RPGs so much, because it's a story.
Well, I think I'm excited about this one because it seems like I think it was Brothers at Arms or whatever game from a couple years ago, where it seems like it's focusing on like a couple characters. Matter of fact, Josh Duhamel, you remember him from Transformers, he's going to be in it.
Yes.
A couple other big name actors
are in
it. I'm
a huge World War II. Like, I love World War II.
Looks
so
amazing.
That's why I kind of like, I saw this one and I saw some stuff about it. I'm like, actually, I might, you know, give Call of Duty another go.
Like, I'm not all about the multiplayer. Just give me the story.
Yeah, no.
Give me the
story. Yeah.
It's the bros who just want to shoot each other. Just be like, look, man, I shot you.
Yeah, I'm not about that. But I think it looks great. I'm excited.
I'm excited.
To World War II.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
It's funny because it all goes in cycles. Were, you know, when it was going back to World War II, we were all like, let's do something different. And then Modern Warfare came out, and they just kept getting more futuristic and more futuristic. We're like, now let's go back in time. Like,
Modern Warfare was really awesome.
Oh, it was. It was for the time, yeah. But looking back now, I was like, I think I want to go back in time. Go back to World
War
II.
Yeah, let's go
back
to World War
II. Looks great. All right, so this one I'm really excited about. I have nothing written down. It just simply says Defenders trailer. Have you guys watched the Defenders trailer yet? Nothing?
No.
That's
right.
He doesn't watch trailers.
So, DD actually has this weird thing against trailers. He does not want to watch anything.
He's that person who sits in the movie theater with his brightness all the way up on his phone during movie trailers.
That is me.
And you just want to stab him in his neck.
Gladly. Listen, here is why here's why I don't like
not
trailers.
I'm sorry. I get very angry about his freaking brightness all the time in movie theaters.
But listen, this is why I don't like trailers. The best example, the Thor trailer.
Mm-hmm.
We forced him to watch.
Why do they have to show Hulk? Why?
So we're going off the topic, but I'm gonna answer your question real quick.
It's Marvel.
I think going into Thor 3, I wasn't excited. With Thor 2, I was like, it was okay, blah, blah, blah. Going to Thor 3. Say that three times fast.
Thor 3, Thor 3.
Show off. God. But I wasn't excited. But once they showed Hulk, I was hype.
Yes! Yeah. Can you imagine just like being in the theater and just like...
Just having it happen.
And it just happens. Can you imagine how everyone would just erupt? Like, I tell people this all the time. It's like a good analogy. I think it is.
Mm.
Like Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Imagine being there in 1980, you find out that Darth Vader is Luke's dad. Come on.
Yeah.
No one will ever have that moment again.
Happen.
You will never have that, exactly. You will never, because it's common knowledge now, but you will never have that that feeling ever again.
That first time,
and you could have had that, it's not crazy like that, but that feeling of being in the theater and like just, Oh, it would have been so great.
All right, all right. Well, yeah. Let me rope it back in.
Defenders.
All right, so have you guys watched all the other Defenders series?
I have not finished Iron Fist yet, but okay. I have watched all the rest of them. I like Iron Fist. I don't necessarily like it as the rest of them, mm-hmm. and I understand people's gripes with it. I understand, yeah. and I recognize that I can watch it and still enjoy it.
Yeah.
But it's right hard. It, out of all of them, it's hard, the hardest one to get through for me. The other ones, I breeze through. Luke Cage,
yeah.
breeze through.
It definitely took all me the longest of, amount of time
Jessica
to get
Jones,
through.
I breeze through. Daredevil, breeze through. This one, it's kind of just whenever I get bored and I'm doing my makeup, I kind of put it on.
I haven't watched any of them, to be honest. Even,
what?
Even Daredevil. No, I can't get... Dude, even the third episode of Daredevil, I was done. It was too much.
He gets all like, oh, it's too gory.
It's too gory. Not gory, but like...
Okay, you watch Game of Thrones.
That's the thing I was going to say. Like Game of Thrones, I don't know what it is.
Because it's
so maybe because it's so great and wonderful in every possible because, way.
Like, do you think it's a time period?
I was going to say that it's more of a fantasy compared
to
like a real world.
I think it's that and because the bones that break in that show, it just makes me...
That hallway scene in episode 2, though, that continues. Awesome. Oh my gosh, awesome. That is... Like, people talk about continuous scenes and... that one, and then the one from what was the one that was Matthew McConaughey in was in the show, that was a show that was on HBO. I think
I have no
was.
Idea what you're talking. True Detective.
Yes, that like, and then that one continuation scene. Like I obsess over continuation scenes that are just keep going.
That's awesome. I love
it's
that.
It's so like well played the choreography and everything like that.
Yes,
it's just
choreography.
I know.
Is that
kind of
like
weird.
A koala or
koalaography? all of it is taught to my koalas. You're welcome, guys.
Deeds, I will say you should you're doing yourself a disservice not watching just, the shows.
Yes.
Like Kelsey, I'll agree with her. The Iron Fist isn't what the other ones were. Jessica Jones is my favorite out of the three.
Yes, a lot personal
and not. Not just because of her, but David Tennant
plays
the villain in that one, and he is absolutely amazing. Luke Cage.
He's enough crazy, but you almost understand it, but then he's so like.
He's so
he's
great.
So much.
Hate. He's so good.
That you have to still hate him. Like, there's times where you're like, you almost feel for him, and he just ruins it immediately, and it's amazing. Like, it's so good.
Yeah.
So
I think you're doing stuff.
But the hard part for me would be like, you're the doctor.
Once you see him. Like,
after you don't act, even you
yeah,
don't even
don't
like,
think about it. It's so good. All right, so we're gonna start. We're out of the news. We're out of the news here, but we're gonna go to our topic of the show.
Topic of the show. We're gonna talk about topics in the show. Oh, you're welcome.
Research. Can you go ahead and record that? That's gonna be the new theme song each time we start the topic of the show.
Please, God, no! I sound like a dying cat.
So I know we talked a little bit about video games so far, like you know, Game of the Year. But I want to know what each of your Game of the Year is so far this year.
Me and Didi were actually talking about this before we even started the podcast, that we've been really slacking on the games. It's just like I have not had time. I really haven't played a lot of games this year.
I don't want to say I haven't played a lot of games. It's just I've been playing too much Overwatch and Destiny.
I've been really on a Guilty Gear kick lately.
I'm actually back in Destiny now.
Was that because of our friend Chris?
No, a person I go to Player One with. His name is Ralph.
Oh, I know
he
Ralph.
Goes,
yeah.
Oh, hi. You want to play? And all right. And I go, all right. And so I raided with them and got some gear, and now I'm back in.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe you're back in.
I can't believe it either.
Oh my god!
I want to beat myself up support
so
bad.
Mass Effect. You were playing Mass Effect for a while.
Okay, so I'm still playing Mass Effect. I'm just trying to get to the story, but I've learned from someone in EA who I will not name that they probably won't finish the Mass Effect trilogy.
So it kind of lost its steam for you because you're like, well, it's not gonna be finished anyways.
Yeah, because it's that, and because you just realize, just after playing it for so long, because I've probably logged over 70 hours on it, you just like. It's not that great of a game, and you can just feel that it's rushed.
Yeah, I started it, and I just kind of...
I was just
I had a lot of high hopes, and I'm just kind of like, meh.
Is the story good, though? Because I have it, and I think I've only played, like, maybe 20 hours.
I think the story with... I think the story with certain characters that you're with, like, some of your party members, like, PB, I think her story's great.
That's the Asari,
like,
right?
Like, is it their, like, side stories that's good? Or it's not the actual story is not good?
The actual story actually gets good. It gets pretty good from where I'm at. But I think I'm probably halfway done, and it's good, but
Nowhere near the originals.
Oh, nowhere. Not even close. Not even remotely close. And so it's kind
of like this maybe if it was like a standalone game and we didn't have that to compare it to, it'd probably be a lot better.
And probably if I didn't read the reviews, that would probably be a big thing.
I didn't really let like reviews like really affect how I feel. So I'm not a sheep. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Man. I love you. It's okay.
It's just like, I don't know. It's just kind of disappointing. And it's just, I don't know. Maybe because I had too much high hopes for Mass Effect.
That's fair.
It didn't get to that standard, which is stinks. I've just been...
Kelsey, are you playing anything? Or
I've just been going through and just getting bored and just getting lazy and playing Guilty Gear a lot.
Wait, which one's Guilty Gear? I
know that's the fighting game.
That's anime style. That's really good.
That's made by SNK. Yeah, but very good game.
Like BlazBlue.
Yeah,
well, my friend TJ, him and our other friend Mike, they've gone to a couple competitions in Jacksonville for it, and they're pretty good and stuff, but they'd go to Player One. They're like, hey, play with us, and then... hey, you want to come over and hang out and eat wings and play Guilty Gear? And I'm like, cool. So now there's like this one character who she puts you in a cannon and then she shoots you out. And then it's like in really pretty, like girly letters, destroyed. And it's so great. It's the greatest thing ever. Like, I don't know. I'm obsessed with that one. She also beats you with a dolphin. So I'm about that.
That's fun. That's awesome.
It's so great.
And it's weird because, you know, I've bought a lot of the games, but I just haven't had the time to play them. Now, Didi, I know you've been playing a little bit more than what Kelsey have. Have you played Horizon at all?
I haven't even gotten the game yet.
Oh, you haven't got it at all yet?
No, not
it's
yet.
It's on my list to get, but...
Does it interest you?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Of course. My original plan was to take my time with Mass Effect and then get Horizon, but I might be getting it sooner than I thought I was going to get. I was hoping by the time I get it, it'd be like maybe like $30, but...
My brother is my roommate. He usually buys a lot of games, and I'm like, oh well, whatever he buys, I'll just borrow. I just get around to playing, and like eventually, right, I'll get around to it. And I've been like slowly waiting for him to buy that because I'm like, I don't feel like spending the money.
Oh, Kyle didn't get Horizon yet?
I don't think so. Oh, wow. Not that I've seen in our living room.
It's great. It really is. I couldn't believe the quality of it. And of course, I don't have the PS4 Pro. I don't have a 4K TV, but just in 1080p, it's easily the best looking game on the console. I think out of both consoles, out of all three, of course, but between the Xbox and the PS4, it's easily the prettiest looking game. As good as Horizon is, and even Resident Evil 7, because that came out earlier in the year in March.
Okay.
By the way, we still got to do some VR with you on that one.
That has to happen.
Resident Evil 7 is amazing. As good as that is.
Is it really? Have you played it?
I've beaten it once. Okay. I'm playing it again through PSVR. It is disturbingly scary.
See, I went through and played the original Resident Evil because it was like dumb. Like, I got it on my PS4 and I was going through and I'm like, oh, I remember this.
It's the one where they updated it where you don't have to do tank controls.
Yes, right? Yeah. It's so great. Oh my gosh, it was so much better.
But have you played Outlast, though? Outlast 2, the new one.
No, I haven't even got that one. Not yet. But what I was going to say, though, is like the weirdest thing about it, and it took me really by surprise because I didn't think I was going to like it as much as I do, is Zelda Breath of the Wild. I haven't played a game like this, which has just surprised me on every single level, like this in, I can't even tell you how long. It's unbelievable how it makes you think. Like, you don't think like a video game. You have to think about it in, like, real life. So, like, when someone is coming at you, you can actually, like, trying to explain one, where someone has, like, armor on their shins. You can, like, attack that in order to get the armor off, and but you can, like, set their... It's unbelievable. Like, in order to get, like, updraft, in order to get, like, up higher, you set the ground on fire. So you have, like, that hot air to raise you as you, you know, lift up your canopy in order to get, you know, lifted up higher into the air.
That's crazy.
Like, of course, you know, your armor breaks, your shield breaks, your sword breaks, you know, and stuff like that. So you can't play it like a normal Zelda game, like you were talking about earlier, your favorite game, Ocarina.
Yeah.
You can't play it like that. It's just, I've played this game at one time, I think it was like 4 hours. I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I just roamed around Hyrule, just roaming. I've never played a game like this where I feel like I've accomplished nothing, but I can't wait to play more.
That's how it was with Mass Effect. That's how it is. I'll give Mass Effect this, though. They encourage you to definitely explore, and like, I have a lot of fun exploring in that game, which is good, because like, that's what their goal was, it seems like, was to explore the planets and see what side stuff you can find and all that jazz.
But that's why I like the Dragon Age 3 so much. I just liked just roaming around everywhere. Like, I just wanted to walk through the woods, and I just walked through everywhere.
And that's exactly how Zelda is.
I want to feel like, I just want to be like, oh, I want to forget reality and live in this fantasy world. Like, I'm just going to
It's nuts. I mean, like, you know, for instance, like, I couldn't figure out how in the world to go through on a raft. You want to know how?
No.
You have to cut it with, like, a bow and arrow. Like, cut the string off. And then you have to go find a leaf and blow, like, wind against your raft in order to get to go.
Get out
of here. Did you have to, like, Google it to figure it out?
Yes, I did. Because I couldn't figure it out.
Yes.
Because I'm thinking about it, like, in a video game. I'm like, oh, automatically I should get it, and then it'll move over. Like, all right, no, what do I do here? Like, there's nothing moving. Like, it's unbelievable.
I would pay to, like, rewatch this happening. And, like, same thing, like, see how long it took him
to Google it. I felt like a moron afterwards.
Yes.
I would have loved if, like, he's like a 7 year. He's 7 now, right, Gavin?
Yeah, my son. Yeah.
I was like, oh my goodness, he's so old now. And your 7 year old daddy, you have to do this, and then he fixes it for you.
It's absolutely nuts. I really can't get it. And it's funny because, like, there's not the stereotypical dungeons, you know, right, where you're going through and battling the enemies. It's all puzzles, so you actually have to think. Like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't want to think. I just want
to. Maybe you should be going to bed
so
instead.
It's so good. It's so good.
But I think what's awesome about the game too, which I was listening to another podcast.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it.
You know what? I'll be honest. Okay. Real quick, side note. 2 weeks ago, the Switch was on sale.
The one that I tweeted you?
The one that you tweeted me. But there was another one that went on sale, like, I think a few days afterward. Inches away from mine. Inches. But anyway, what was so great was, like, I like how they have, because there's another podcast I was listening to. They did a spoiler podcast, which was fine. And they talked about how you still get the normal Zelda elements in the game. Like, you have to go to the Lost Woods to get the Master Sword.
Uh-huh.
You have to go to Gerudo Valley, wherever dungeon or whatever thing is. You go that last. That's the last one you go to if you choose.
It's funny because I did that second.
But they say to do it last because it's easier if you did it last. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because,
remember,
like, in basically,
if you have
games,
certain elements, armor, blah,
so,
blah, blah.
So all your normal, like, Zelda typical elements is still in the game, which is awesome. That makes it the Zelda game, which I think is really cool.
Just really quick, I want to see what you guys are looking forward to at the end of the year. I know Dee Dee and I are probably going to say the same thing. I don't know about Kelsey. Let me go Kelsey first, because I know what we're going to say. Kelsey, what's the game that you're looking forward to the most? I'm curious to see if she says the same thing. I mean, you have, you know...
I think out of all of it, I think it's Red Dead Redemption 2. Definitely.
That's what I was going to say.
You know why?
I was not going to say that.
Whoa!
Destiny
2,
because he's back on the wagon.
Nope.
What are you going to say?
Middle Earth Shadow of War.
Oh, that's a close second.
That game.
The Nemesis system.
Please tell me you played Shadow of Mordor.
I never beat it, but I played a good portion. I think it's because something came out in the middle, and I had to restart, and something happened, but I'm going to have to get back into
it. Go play Shadow of Mordor. That game...
I loved it, like, when it said, oh, Dee Dee's dead, you have to go avenge him and, you know, kill whatever orc.
So awesome. What I loved so much is we would, like, log in, and it would be a whole bunch of us. Like, it would be our friend Natalie, it would be us, my brother. Always be playing, and one of us would log in, and then, hey, shoots you in the face, and then...
Wait, what are we talking about?
Red Dead.
Oh, you're talking about Red Dead.
The original Red Dead.
What just happened?
I was looking at the form of my thing, and I thought we were talking about Red Dead. Sorry, like, that was my bad.
Yeah, no, Red Dead I'm really excited about. Just as long as they do, like, posses like they did.
Yeah.
If they have a GTA 5 online-style Red Dead Redemption, I'm all about that. I'm
excited.
Yeah,
like, Shadow of Mordor, I love the fact that they remembered you. And if you ran away, they, like, tease you about it. Yeah, like, that was, like, such...
You ran away last time.
And then the crazy part is that you don't even care about the story.
No.
You just want to go after that person, that thing.
You have your own personal vendettas.
Oh, I would just go in and you would see him. I would just run.
I wish you could, like, talk to them. Like, choose things and, like, yell at them.
This one, though, I think it's, like, not only orc can get you, but, like, I think they're bringing
it's humans, too, right?
Yeah. Humans to come after you.
You actually create your own army.
Yep. And then you have to, and then you actually battle dragons in this one.
Oh, well, you know, that Dee Dee knows I'm the dragon expert. If you have dragon questions, ask Dee Dee. I'm your girl.
Yes.
All right, so next one, we're having a little fun with this round of the show. We're going to bring some random topics of discussion. I know, like, some of them, you know, may get a little bit, you know, extensive, but mine's going to be really quick.
Okay.
Just because maybe I saw something in the theater recently, and I'm not ashamed to say I cry sometimes when I'm watching movies or TV shows.
Big baby.
So, and I know for a fact you've cried before, Kelsey. I know for a fact you've cried before, Dee Dee.
I'm trying to think of the last movie I cried at.
I'm going to say... E.T. The most memorable thing that I ever remember crying at watching, whether it be TV or movie.
Okay.
Lost was a long time ago, so spoilers. If you haven't watched by now, oh well. I'll never forget this when Sun and Jin are dying at the end and they're drowning and they start slowly but surely, like, their hands come apart.
I've seen you watch it, like, rewatch the episode and cry.
And like, I was a blubbering mess. Like, a blubbering mess. It was disgusting. And it's just, I always laugh at just thinking about that scene, that, like, how much I cried.
About DD, what's something that always makes you cry when you watch it?
Besides me hating Lost.
I cried because I hate it so much.
Man, I hated Lost.
They weren't dead the entire time, just saying.
Okay. So, can we go into video games?
Yeah, that's cool. Last of Us.
No, Last of Us. Actually, I didn't Last of Us. Well, okay, maybe Last of Us a little bit.
Okay.
So, Walking Dead Season 1.
Oh, Clem.
That ending. Oh. I don't know what it was.
I was a mess.
Yeah, I'll never forget this. I was just sitting there, and the credits was just going, and there's a song called Take Us Back by Elena Diane. Great song, by the way. And I just started, like, not just crying, but, like, weeping because of what just happened. And I was just staring, just weeping for maybe, like, 5 minutes. And then another time, if we're going to talk TV, Feud with featuring it's about Betty Joan and Betty Davis and Joan Crawford, their feud, Ryan Murphy show, great show, probably best show of 2017, by the way.
False.
I don't know what it was. It is. I'm telling you, the last episode, Joan Crawford had just this scene at the end that just was so moving. And then, spoiler alert, you kind of realize how lonely she was. I don't know what it was. I just started crying. Very weird. Because I'm not a crier by any means, but those two things, I remember just being absolute, just crying in shock.
All right, really quick, Kelsey.
What do you got? Something that always makes me cry? E.T. Yeah.
Do you know, I didn't...
That movie.
I hate
it. Every single time, I love it so much. It's so stupid. But I remember, I will never forget.
The part where, like, he's all white or whatever?
That part, and at the very end, whenever he's like, I'll be right here. And I'm like, yeah, you'll be right here. All right,
so since you're not, you know, watching, but Kelsey's, like, doing the whole finger point thing into my heart. Yeah, like,
the best thing that ever happened was, I was, like, probably, like, 18 or so, and I had just got off of work.
It was, like, yesterday.
Shut up. And I get home or something like that. I was probably actually older than that, funny enough. But I just got, it was, like, middle of the night. I just got home from work. I'm tired. I had a McDonald's, like, chicken sandwich in the pitch dark. I turned the TV on. E.T.'s on, and it's that part. And I had this chicken sandwich, and I'm weeping.
And you have
weeping,
tears all over
and I'm, like, weeping, like, eating this McDonald's chicken sandwich with, like, and I'm, like...
Nothing makes chicken sandwiches even more tasty than the tears of a ginger.
Like, if someone saw this, it would be, like, the most pathetic thing. And I feel like it would perfectly describe me as a human being as well.
The, like, tears of a ginger.
Weeping to an alien movie with a chicken sandwich in her mouth. Like, that's... Fellas.
All right. Didi, do you have a random topic?
I do. So this is, we're going to go into the theme park spectrum of this whole thing. Wishes is closing Thursday, May 11th. Last day, I know. So much tears will be flowing through that whole...
Wishes!
Love it. And so I'm upset by it. I am. But then I kind of got into a friendly argument with a friend of mine about nostalgia in theme parks. Like, what do you think is too much nostalgia? So, like, Wish is going away. There's mixed reviews about it. People liking it, that it's going away, something new.
Mm-hmm.
People hate it because it should stay around. Do you think there's too much nostalgia at Walt Disney World?
It's funny because I go into a lot of this with our friend Ryan Jevic. You know, you remember Ryan.
Right.
So he's big into the nostalgia thing where he doesn't want anything to go away. He just wants new stuff. And bring that in as a new placeholder or a new attraction, blah, blah, blah. I couldn't care less.
But there's not room for it.
Well, Disney does have the room.
There's certain things that I wish they would hold on to that, like, I feel like I loved from theme parks. But I know it's really stupid, but not the to show in the last, like, hell, even, like, probably, like, 10 years. But when I was little, I loved the old Beetlejuice show at Disney.
Uh-huh.
Back in the day, like, the old, old one.
Wait, Beetlejuice?
Yeah, I liked that
at
show.
At Disney?
Oh, the Graveyard Review?
I said at Universal.
You said Disney.
I didn't mean to say Disney.
That's what I was, like, confused. Like, when was you?
Sorry.
I know the music was at SeaWorld, but not anymore, of course.
But, like, that was back in the day, and I was like, oh, I really liked that. And I was like, but I didn't care about it much later.
Uh-huh. Okay.
whatever, like, I just didn't really like the new show at all, so I didn't care as much. But if it had been the original show, I would have been really upset to see it go.
See, and I think, I guess I'm the weird one where I really don't care. Like, bring on the new stuff. I know a lot of people, and I'm probably going to get hate for it, were all mad about when Tower of Terror was going away in Disneyland. Of course, I never rode that one.
Right.
But you already have a Tower of Terror over here. Why do you worry about that one being closed? Just bring on a new attraction. I mean, no, I know they're bringing... It's not even a new attraction. They just, you know, put Guardians over top of it or whatever, but... I'm all about bringing new stuff.
I really love Tower of Terror, though. Like, if they ever got... I don't like the ride because drops are the worst, but I love everything leading... I love the queue. I love the hotel. I love the Twilight Zone, like, in the beginning. Like, I love all of that.
Well, it's almost like... What's that ride at Epcot that Frozen took over?
Oh, Maelstrom, yeah.
Maelstrom. Ugh. I think I was the only person that was like, thank goodness. I hated that ride.
I love Maelstrom.
When was the last time I rode Maelstrom? Oh, the fifth grade.
I used to ride it every time I was there. I loved it so much. Oh. I love the little trolls.
But Frozen's a good ride.
I've never rode it. I refuse.
That's actually good. It really is
I don't care because I want the creepy trolls.
It's surprisingly good.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't ride it again.
Yeah, the thing is, I just feel like way too hyped. Though they do have this Frozen perfume at that Disney Springs that I hate that I want.
Oh my god. All right, we're on that note. Kelsey, what is your random topic? My Frozen perfume. My god. Oh, there is the snort. Oh, that. All right, we're gonna start a new game. Every time you hear the snort, everybody take a shot.
I've been so good. Okay, this one, I've been trying to hold them in so bad. Okay, so, and with Disney, with the you know, they were having movies coming out, a lot of live action Disney movies or whatever. Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you think they're not, like, getting lazy or unoriginal, or do you think they're being smart by revamping all these original cartoons?
So, like, Beauty and the Beast live action.
Exactly.
Compared to
or they're redoing Mulan. They did Cinderella. Do you think it's lazy or do you think it's a smart move? Do you want to see it? Do you care about the live action? Dudes.
No. I think it's a horrible idea. It just shows Disney, my opinion. I think they just they're not coming up with original ideas. And that bothers me. And, like, the thing is about the live adaptations of these animated movies is that they still hold up till today. Like, you could still watch The Jungle Book and still have a great time watching it. Mm. Granted, I heard an argument, like, I just had with a friend the other day saying, like, well, the kids nowadays wouldn't be into the old movies. But I'm like, yes, they would. I think so.
Sometimes. I've had some kids not relate as well to the old. I guess it's really weird, but, like, I feel like sometimes some of the younger kids don't grasp onto the old animation, it's really random as it is.
Right.
But
now is computer animated.
Yeah,
and they get kind of bored by it, which I think is absolutely insane. But everybody looks like Rapunzel or Moana, Frozen. Everybody has that, you know, computer generated look.
Mm.
So people are like, oh, this looks really old, and they're not as interested. Which I prefer the old style animation 100%.
But, you know, with all this new stuff like Lion King, it's all going to be live action rather than animation.
Do you think that's the way it's, like, moving? Like, do you think that's eventually just going to turn everything to live action? Or...
I don't know.
And they're going to try to get away from the cartoons?
And the weird thing is, though, like, as much as we don't agree with them doing it, the movies are good. Jungle Book was really good. Mm-hmm. Beauty and the Beast was even better. I love Beauty and the Beast. It was
I really
great.
Liked the Cinderella movie, too.
Oh, Helena Bonham Carter. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
beautiful. Oh.
Business-wise, it's a fantastic idea for them, though. It's easy, quick cash to grab, so...
As a fan, like, I think just to be fair, though, like, I enjoy the live-action ones, and I think it's aesthetically beautiful, and I have fun with it. I don't necessarily think it was necessary. It's not something that I'm like, oh, I needed this in my life, but I'm not upset that it's here either, you know?
Yeah.
Right. All right, so we have some new releases this week coming out. Movie-wise, there's not a whole lot. We have King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. That's the new one with...
Oh, we're supposed to be talking about new shows? Oops.
What are you talking about? No. I'll go through it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
She Kelsey'd it.
Sorry.
So, the big movie this week is Legend of the Sword, the new King Arthur movie with Jax from... Okay. What's it, Charlie Hunnam, right?
That's who's playing King Arthur. Okay, yeah. I saw the movie poster. I was like, that looks like Jax, but I didn't know.
And it's actually... Really. I think it's a Guy Ritchie movie. So, I'm interested to see. I don't know if I'm going to see it in the theaters, but it looks like it could be fun.
I like the story of King Arthur.
Yeah, I do too. And it looks like they're kind of changing everything about it. So, I don't know.
Did you ever see that show Merlin?
No.
Oh, I was in love with...
It was a BBC show, right?
Yeah, I was in love with the guy who was King Arthur in that.
Oh.
Yeah, I never seen Bradley... Bradley, I think it was James. Bradley James, yes. He was in the new Underworld movie, too. And I'm like, I love you, King Arthur. Let's hope he's not listening, because
I'm sure he's not listening. It's okay.
Let me have this.
Talking about TV shows, what I think is going to be a cool little thing each week, I want each of us to come to the podcast with a TV show that you think everybody should be watching this week. So, Dee Dee, start with you. What are we watching this week?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are not watching Attack on Titan, it was... Oh.
No spoilers. I haven't started watching it yet, the season two. I've watched season one.
It's on Hulu.
I know. I just haven't got around to it. Okay. You know, parental problems.
It is...
It's good.
Bloody fantastic. I cannot...
The bloody put into words comma fantastic how... or bloody fantastic?
Both. It is... phenomenal. I just cannot put into words how it was well worth the
year. And it's on
wait.
Hulu. It's everybody on Hulu. Watch it on Hulu.
It is on Hulu. Right. It is well worth the wait. Well
Kelsey,
worth the wait.
What do you got?
If you guys don't know the hilariousness in the, 12 seasons it's been on, it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It is
you guys
hilarious.
Are doing yourself a disservice, like Dee Dee said. It's such a, I think it's, I slept on this show for long. I only watched it in the last year.
Yeah.
And it was on Netflix, and I'm like, okay, I
something went different to watch.
Whatever, and I heard some good things, I saw some funny things. I'm like, okay, because I remember seeing a couple episodes of it, like, years ago, and I just, out of context, I'm like, I didn't really care. And then I watched it, and it's everything to me now. Like, Charlie Day is my life. But, yes, like, it's phenomenal.
Frank is the best, hands down.
Oh my gosh.
Frank is...
I when I'm at work, I just get to flip.
Oh, goodness. So I don't know if you guys are watching anymore or how many people are actually watching at home, but S.H.I.E.L.D. is amazing this season.
I am a few seasons behind it. I've heard that it's really
so
good.
So it dropped off a bit after, you know, it got really good during Civil War, I think is what it was, and then it dropped off a little bit. But this season, without, you know, going huge into spoilers, Ghost Rider shows up, and then I'm not familiar if it's part of a comic book, you know, storyline or not, but they go into what they call the framework. It's, for lack of a better term, it's kind of like the Matrix sort of deal. But in this framework, Hydra wins. It's so good. It's so good right now. And of course, that's on ABC. I think there's only like 2 or 3 episodes left, but
watch it. Yeah, I see them like...
Watch you.
Occasionally, I'll like scroll through Tumblr because it is 2010 still, apparently. But I'll go through there, and I've seen a lot of GIFs and stuff like that of it, and like little like snippets of it, and I'm like, oh, this actually like looks like it's gotten really good.
Yeah, it's really good. All right, so at the end of the show, we're gonna concentrate on maybe some listener questions, listener comments. Today we pulled them from Twitter and Facebook. Matter of fact, you can at tweet us. You can tweet us. At attractions.
I didn't know we had a Twitter account until today.
Well, now you know. Now you know. We just
and
started.
Somehow, I ghostly followed it. Like,
so follow us on Twitter. It's at attractionsexp. You can send us your questions, your comments, your concerns. Let us know how we're doing. Send us some questions for next week. So first question.
Kelsey's the worst.
We're gonna go through a lot of these. We're trying to do them quick though, because I think we're running out of time. Kelsey, really quick, five words. What's Quidditch?
Okay. Balls, points, wizards, flying. I don't know. I can't do that in 5 words. It's going to take me longer. Basically, there's 7 players, and you have to reach 150 points.
No, 5 words.
Oh, I was going to say flying, brooms, lacrosse.
That's 3. That works.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I had to go into full detail about how it was originally created in Germany. Oh, it was used with the dragon bladder.
Too much. All right, we got to get through these. All right, so Dee Dee. What face character would you like to play at a theme park if you could choose any face character?
Oh, man. That's hard. I'd probably say...
Can I be Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Oh, there we go. God. I'd probably say Gaston, maybe.
Oh, Gaston would be good.
That'd be fun. I'm not as witty as Gaston.
You know who I'd love to be?
I just want to
be Hunchback. They're not a face character, but I love the two characters, the historians at the Frozen show.
Yes.
They are so amazingly funny every single time.
Dee Dee, we should be Pain and Panic.
Oh, goodness.
That'd be awesome.
We are Pain and Panic. Come on.
Oh, goodness. All right, Jim Gross off of Twitter, he asked, what is one ride that no longer exists at Disney that you would like to ride again?
That's hard.
Maelstrom.
Gosh.
What a terrible ride. I'll do 3 of them. World of Motion, Horizons and Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
That was gonna be my favorite.
Mr. Toad
favorite.
And
Mr. Toad.
Captain EO.
Mr. Toad.
Oh, Miss Captain EO is awesome.
It's not a ride though. It's a show.
It doesn't matter. It counts.
Wrong. It is a ride.
Don't
it goes,
you say it jumps up and down? No. That
it is a ride.
The ride.
Next question.
Up and down.
Next
up
question.
And down.
Next question. What are the factors that help manifest your love for pop culture? That comes from Victoria Gould on Twitter.
I don't know. I guess probably
that's
just
deep.
Like my surroundings. I guess like I was raised. My dad always really liked Star Wars and Star Trek, and my mom was really into fantasy stuff.
And the funny thing is, it wasn't my parents, but it was my parents.
Yeah, my siblings are 8 and 9 years older than me, and they were very heavily into nerdy stuff. My sister was really into horror movies, stuff like that. So I kind of, you know, I always hung out with them, so I kind of adapted.
Just your surroundings
and
stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't my parents or my sister. It was some people I hung out with in the third grade. They had comic book cards, and I was like, this is awesome. What is this? Started collecting comic cards and branched into reading comics.
Did you have Pod? What was it, the...
Pogs? No, I never had Pogs.
I had
but
Pogs.
I had Pogs.
I'm not
I had these
lie.
Marvel comic cards, and I had the whole set, and I just branched into who I am today.
Nerd! All right, so Facebook, Adrian Bell says, what's the oldest pop culture movie that you have watched the most or just loved the best? I know I'm already going to say Spaceballs. I know it's not that old. I think it's like 83, 84, 85, something like
the
that.
The one I probably watched the most, honestly, is probably like my favorite, The Labyrinth. I mean, Labyrinth. I feel like that's very... It's a weird group of people where it's...
Yeah.
Very, you know. Or Rocky Horror.
Oh, I can't get into Rocky Horror. I know I'm going to get heat for that, but...
I don't get me, you do use. I mean, but I really love the movie.
Man.
I grew up with it,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, yeah.
That's a hard one. I would probably say... Probably Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie.
The original?
The original.
With Casey Jones and whatnot.
Casey Jones and...
Oh, snap.
It's free pizza. If it doesn't deliver in 20 minutes, it's free pizza.
What is this, the Hazel Canseco Man?
Yeah, I'd say either Young Frankenstein, The Labyrinth, or... I just said it and I just can't remember the name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, continue on.
Robert, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Migliaccio off of Facebook says, does music have any influence on your life? If so, what artist or genre? So I'm going to steal
That's
this one first.
Speedy.
So my day depends what I'm listening to. If I'm in a bad mood, I'm putting on the hardest of hardcore, you know, metal that I'm going through. Matter of fact, I had a interview last week, and I was pulling the Dwight, where I was psyching myself up, you know, with crazy hardcore metal. Like, yeah, this is promotion's mine.
Yes.
Yeah, it's mine. But, you know, like, lately I've been super chill about everything. It's been Gorillaz. Like, Gorillaz has been nonstop on my playlist right now. Like, what are you guys listening to that's, you know...
I have such a really weird, like, wide variety of, like, spectrum of music. Like, I remember driving to go to a Slipknot concert listening to the Andrew Sisters.
Yes, we did.
We did
awesome.
Do that.
We
and then other times I was going to, like, I was helping my friend pick out a wedding dress and going to, like, brunch and stuff. And I was listening to, like, you know, Anthrax and stuff like that. And it was just, like, such a weird one. Like,
yeah.
Who am I as a person?
My playlist would go, like, Slipknot, Beatles, Monsters of Men. You know, it goes all over.
Yeah, I would say
you,
my.
I
mean,
you're
I
really big
literally
into music,
everything.
Yeah.
I can listen to country to.
Oh, well,
soft
I'm not
rock,
gonna lie. I was listening to Garth Brooks the other day.
Bro, Garth Brooks is the man.
The thunder roll
and the lightning.
DJ's always at festivals and stuff. Like he.
Yeah, I go to festivals.
If anybody's
to
never seen him dance,
going to
Bonnaroo
in about a month. I'm going to Warped Tour hopefully next month.
If anybody ever wants any music suggestions, just tweet DD because he is at Blacktimus Prime because he is the greatest music DJ, but not really in
DJ?
Real life.
You're a DJ now?
I wish.
I mean, not DJ. I was trying to think of like
connoisseur.
That's
there we go.
Great word.
Yeah,
thank
I literally
you.
Listen to everything. Like, if all right. You, yeah.
Two quick ones.
Okay.
Our buddy Bo Brown. He says,
oh,
best wrestler in the world today. And why is he Kenny Omega? So we know who Bo thinks. I haven't been super big into wrestling since like WrestleMania, but I love Bray Wyatt.
I would say right now the best in the world is not Kenny Omega. It's AJ Styles.
I agree with that.
He's so good. He's so
high
good.
Five,
he's
but
so
silence.
But,
so we don't mess up anything.
You know, I'm actually going to disagree. You know who's the best right now? And not just wrestling-wise? The Miz.
But you know why?
No,
you know why? Because AJ isn't the best. He's phenomenal.
That was not Rufio. But the Miz right now. Miz is on fire.
He's
and
hilarious.
I think Maurice is helping him that much more. It's amazing. It's awesome, might I say.
But I really do like Kevin Owens too, but that's just...
Yeah, Kevin's good too.
I really like
him. Last one for our buddy Clayton Brown. He says, if you could pick one cartridge-based video game console from the 80s, 90s, which one would it be?
Super Nintendo.
Easy.
Super Nintendo.
Nintendo.
Yeah.
We got some Donkey Kong Country on there.
Does N64 count?
Really, you're gonna go N64 over Super?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with N64.
Ocarina.
Ocarina, WWF No Mercy.
GoldenEye.
GoldenEye.
Dark. Perfect. Oh, it's so good.
Perfect Dark was pretty good.
I played GoldenEye not that long ago. Some of my friends had
Majora's Mask before my anxiety.
No, Majora's Mask. Anyway, guys. I thought there was a good, fun first episode, right? Yeah.
I guess so. Hopefully they don't hate us.
Hopefully we didn't Kelsey it too much.
I mean, I did probably make this worse, so apologies.
But, you know, every week we're going to come up to you guys and we're going to talk a little bit, you know, nerd news, pop culture.
We're going to find these people and come up to them?
Yeah, we're going to talk to them right into their ear holes.
We're going to find you.
We're going to plug that headphone jack right into your ear and like, hey, listen to us.
Low key, we will find every single one of you, our whole 16 followers. Which I didn't even know how we have 16 followers. Like, that's awesome. Insane.
That's why. That's all. But yeah, we're going to come to you every single week, you know, talk about the nerdy news, all the pop news. Movies, TV, video games, maybe a little wrestling.
How I'm the worst.
Yes, especially how you're the worst. But if you have any questions, comments, concerns, find us on Twitter. We are at AttractionsEXP. We would like to take this time to thank Attractions Magazine, who is, of course...
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Attractions Magazine is the best.
Yes.
Definitely, if you don't watch any other stuff, definitely do it.
While we're talking about Attractions Magazine, make sure you're Mondays, right there on Attractions Magazine YouTube channel. You can check out Daycation Kingdom with, might I add, one of the prettiest families I've
totally
ever seen.
This is totally not a plug. It's always.
But make sure you guys subscribe to him right there on YouTube. Buy the magazine. Subscribe. Everything above. I don't
Maybe you'll see me and Dee Dee randomly around if I ever stop working.
I don't know where that came from. But
no, I'm talking like in your show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I meant.
I think we're going to...
just awkwardly. I know, I just got this game awkward.
I didn't know what happened there.
I made it weird. Because I'm weird.
Kelsey did. But I don't know how to end the show. So I guess we're just going to end the show.
End it with an awkward goodbye.
Awkward goodbye time.
Goodbye.
Boom, ba-da-boom, bye.
Dun, bye. Goodbye.